back there somewhere. I know you're hiding behind that screen. I got you now. Okay, we're good. You're up.
Mr. President, maybe it's a good time for us to introduce our consultant for all of you that met with them recently. John Mullen is our lead consultant from McCormick Taylor, and Sarah is with us as well. They've been helping us shepherd this process so far. I also want to introduce Josh Thomas back here. Josh is with DelDOT. He will attend most of the meetings. And Josh, you have a colleague, I believe, as well. Would you introduce the colleague? She's way back in the back.
Security guard.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Josh Thomas with DelDOT. Yeah, so I want to introduce a new planner on our team. So why don't you come up and just say your name?
Good morning. I'm Jennifer Sinelli Miller.
So I just want to make make it known. I told you now that you're not losing me. You're gaining Jen, because Jen is your new Sussex County planner. But you got both of us now instead of just, so it's two for one deal now.
Wow.
So more help and support for the county, not less.
Thank
and
you
I do
very
live
much.
In the Sussex County part of Milford, so.
Well, that good for you.
I'm very
good
pleased to be serving Sussex County.
Thank we
you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right, I'd like to thank Council for the opportunity to continue this process that began early 2016. A lot of work has been done to get us to this point, and we're happy to see that we're going to continue working through this process to the finish line next spring. This is an overview of what I was hoping to go through today. It's pretty straightforward. Today's workshop is supposed to be an opportunity for us to frame out future discussions and set expectations in terms of how this process will work. We are here as a resource to you. We have a lot of good information. We have a lot of experience working with the public and the Planning and Zoning Commission regarding priorities and opportunities and issues and concerns, and we're happy to talk about those as we get into each of the elements at future workshops. This is an overview of the process that was set up at the beginning. We are now in Phase D. It began with what we called the discovery phase, identifying opportunities. That was when we went out and learned what the public and you all and the commissioners saw as being the priorities, concerns, and issues in the county. We took that information, presented it publicly at our first round of meetings, and then began developing our visioning statement and our framework for the future. We provided different scenarios that the future could include, presented that again, and then based on our initial feedback, we came and started writing the draft plan. So right now, the draft plan is complete. We're in the final draft phase, and that is where your input will be incorporated to help get this document to a place where it can be submitted to the state for approval. There's many different elements in the plan. We're going to try to make sure we go through all of these as much as we can during the workshop settings. Today we are going to be talking about the introduction, population, demographics, and historic preservation. And the rest will be divvied up over the future workshops. I did go through the phases. As Sarge and others have commented, there was a lot of public coordination that went into this. We're proud of the number of meetings, workshops, and opportunities that were provided to allow residents and communities to have input in the plan and its development. As an example, almost 200 people attended the first round of meetings in fall 2016, another 179 attended in spring last year, and then 125 this past fall, providing input and comment on the development of this plan. The plan is intended to be a reflection of that input. We heard many issues and key themes emerge from those discussions, including from the Planning and Zoning Commission. Up at the top there you see mobility. One of the things that jumps out at me is the interest in having more coordination, intergovernmental coordination, between the county and DelDOT in terms of the prioritization of projects, better understanding of where funding can be made available, and then implementation of those improvements to make sure it supports local land use. Conservation was also another topic that warranted a lot of discussion. We heard from different people in terms of what priorities exist in that area. That chapter will probably require, you know, a better part of a day to go through when we get to that element. Recreation open space, people are very proud of Sussex County. Those that live here and those that visit here love the amenities that are available. There were suggestions that that become more formalized as a department within the county. That is open for discussion. Utilities, a lot of it is capacity and where we can see growth occurring, but it also is economic development in terms of where broadband is available and where it could go. And that then leads us into housing. Mean housing prices here are very high in comparison to local incomes. And what options do we have in terms of providing local housing options and the housing stock to make sure that housing can be made affordable for those that live and work here? Recent interviews we had with council members, community design came up. If we are developing on the land, what does that look like? How does it fit into the landscape and connect so that it doesn't put added burdens on existing infrastructure? And that then leads us to future land use. So I mentioned the council member discussions. We heard there were some key things that they want to accomplish over the next couple of months with an eye toward implementation. There's different things that are coming out of this plan in terms of goals, objectives, and strategies. We can talk about each one of these things as we get into those different chapters. But the eye from this point going forward will be, how do we implement what we consider to be the goals, objectives, and strategies of the plan?
I've got a quick question. Mike, are we going to be able to just kind of back and forth conversations here? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Just expectation-wise, are we all all presentations that are going to be given before us, do we have access, or will we be given access in advance, the day of? I mean, I want to be able to, any and all presentations, I like to add them to this for my future reviewing, if you would. So I'm just wondering, as we move forward, any and all presentations, how do we get access and how do we get copies of them?
Well, I would say generally, as we go through the elements, you'll have the element that was adopted by the commission. I think this one is, John, correct me if I'm wrong, somewhat unique in that this is sort of just the kickoff information. So,
which I'd still like to have.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's a summary of what we're doing here. So to me, it's good for me to go back and review, and then again.
Well, just, and you'll have access to this after the meeting, too. But I see what you're saying going
and
forward.
Also the public. I think the public should have access to this, too.
These go on the website.
They all go on the website. Yep. So all the PowerPoint presentations actually go on the comp plan website under the public input page. So you can go back and see all the PowerPoint presentations that McCormick Taylor has presented. And Rich was nodding his head, is that yes, they are all there. And again, the video actually also goes there as well. So if anybody wants to watch the video, see any of the PowerPoint presentation that McCormick Taylor's provided, they all go up on the website, on the comp plan website after the meeting.
Okay. And if you would like the materials in front of you the day of the presentation, we'll try to coordinate that. Obviously, some of the PowerPoints probably get done near the end of the day before. But we'll work on it.
Okay.
And make sure you have it.
Just make sure it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's not a problem.
Thank you.
So on the agenda, we have a topic about setting expectations. Future activities, the way we frame this out, we have meetings scheduled on the calendar, and based on the topic in the chapter, we can fit a couple of different chapters into that day's agenda. So what we will try to do is make sure the agendas are posted ahead of each council meeting a week ahead. We are looking at the chapters that are in the plan and organizing them by, I guess, how quickly we feel we may be able to go through that discussion. So, for example, today, historic preservation is on the agenda. Future topics may include land use or mobility, and they would require more time. So the goal will be to at least maybe start with something today that we could all talk about in a strong way, kind of feel out if this is the format that we enjoy, that we like, that works for council, and if changes need to be made, we can work on that. I envision that as we approach each meeting, You will know in advance which chapters we'll be discussing. You can look at those elements. You can maybe identify changes or edits that you might want to make or questions you might want to ask about why it's written the way it is. We can go ahead and talk about that. I can frame out all of the goals that were listed in that chapter. We can talk about each one of those, see if it is in alignment with what you see the plan including, if the objectives that support those goals are correct, and then if you see if those strategies would lead to the implementation action items that you would want for the plan itself. In between meetings, we'll be available to make any edits, changes, have conversations about why things are being written the way they are and changes that can be made to make it clearer. We did hear from Planning and Zoning that some of the chapters are long. If you foresee opportunities to tighten things up, brevity, streamline, we are open to that as well. All of this is an opportunity for us to, I guess, refine work that's been done to date and make sure that the final plan is a full reflection of the communities that you represent. Any questions?
I got a question for you, John.
Mr. Burton.
When you say the agendas will be posted 1 week ahead, is that, how do you see that? Do you see that as the historic preservation boom, or is it historic preservation and these topics?
Based on what we've been doing to date, it would list the chapter title and the time that would be allotted to discuss that chapter.
Okay.
But one of the things we're going to do, I think maybe this ties in, Mr. Burton, you'll see on the agenda for today, next steps and workshop wrap-up. We're going to try to look forward to the next meeting. So if, you know, we were talking about a specific element on the next meeting and there were specific items that you wanted to discuss, that would be the time to bring that up so that we can include that in the agenda.
To add, yeah, okay. Because, you know, I just think some of us think on the fly and some of us noodle on stuff, right? And so having the time to just kind of say, okay, I know what you're going to talk about and I know what I want to talk about. Let's make sure that I spend enough time on what you want to talk, you know, so that I know what kind of exchange we're going to have, because you have the experience of the planning and zoning feedback, you know. So these were kind of either the landmines or the controversial conversations inside of this agenda item. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the goal will be to frame the chapter from best practices perspective as we get into each one of those, to provide the council with an opportunity to maybe understand what might be happening in other places, what has worked well in other locations or in other situations that have similar circumstances as Sussex, talk about the goals and objectives in that context, allow you to make informed comment on what changes might be appropriate. I'm hoping that it can be more of a hands-on workshop as opposed to presenting and then just making minor edits. We can really kind of dive into things as much as you want. I kind of envision, based on comments we've heard to date, there are going to be some key issues and themes that each council member may want to talk about when we get to that respective chapter, and we're going to prepare for that. Once we make any edits, we will then recirculate that chapter, and we can revisit it at a future meeting to make sure it is in alignment with what you want. If there's any kind of major change, elimination of material, rearranging of material, we can spend more time talking through what that is and why it was done the way it was.
Okay, thank you.
Is it possible, like at the end of each of these elements, that are you going to like take a consensus? We get the end of the historical element today. Will there be will you try to gauge like where was there a consensus amongst us? You know, as you go forward with, I guess, a synopsis of it. And the reason I say that is sometimes there'll be a majority consensus and there'll be, a minority opinion. And the minority opinion could be yours, I mean, from the consultants, in the sense that we all sit here and say, we think we should be going this direction. And then your opinion could be, you know, they're not doing that too much other places and stuff, you might want to consider this. So I was hoping that there could be a synopsis. When we get bills from the legislature and stuff, they always put down the bottom. You know, instead of reading it, you read the bottom and see what it really, you know, said. If there could be a synopsis at the end of each of these, saying here was the major, you know, your opinion was the majority consensus was this, but here's a minority opinion on some of these issues you should have considered, or even it could be a minority opinion of mine or Mr. Wilson or somebody like that. So, in other words, I'd like to see a synopsis of both, the conclusion of each of these elements. If you can kind of follow me there, what I'm trying to get is some kind of guidance, because maybe I go back to it. I say, you know, that wasn't a bad idea, what so and so said, or maybe a suggestion from you guys. Anyway, just a thought.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. The way that the chapters are written and the goals, objectives, and strategies are framed out is based on dialogue the consultant team has had with planning and zoning and the communities to date. My goal is to make sure that I present to you any and all options and tools that would be appropriate for discussion in those chapters. But this is not my plan. This is your plan.
Right.
So I can present ideas, suggestions, and tools and strategies that might be helpful. I'm deferring to council to determine if it's appropriate for the plan that you implement for 2018.
Well, the chances of all us being unanimous on all this stuff is going to be slim. So, again, if there's a possibility to bring it to our attention that there were actually two good ideas on the table, this was the majority opinion, this was the minority opinion, and, then we can, reflect back on it later as we go through this thing, that maybe that wasn't such a bad idea, or we could revisit it. And that would give me a way to, look back and say, there was something back here I wanted to look at, and then I go back and I could find it someplace. So otherwise it gets lost. And you look at just the consensus of three people up here can steer this whole plan.
We can provide a track record of, discussion through track changes. So as the plan elements get updated with suggestions and ideas that the consultant team might have, that staff might have, and others might have, council can see how those changes might have been implemented or kind of left out of the document.
Right.
Let me ask it perhaps a different way, and that would be as we move forward with your presentation, each element, and prior to the meeting, we have been instructed, and we will do so, and that is read, obviously, in advance. So therefore, we are prepared for the conversation and the presentation. So I guess ultimately, as you go through the presentation, and there is some feedback from the council, what is the process, what is the procedure to make any changes to what's already been presented?
Okay. So you will read the chapter in its current form.
Correct.
We will then, as we get to that specific element as part of one of these workshops, talk about the history as of why that chapter is written the way it is. There may have been things that were discussed and presented and not included. There may have been things added that were late additions. And we can talk about each one of those things to put that chapter text into context. It will be then, I guess, an opportunity for us to either make those changes here within the meeting, and we've done that with planning and zoning, where the chapter text will be up. You can go to a specific page. You can ask us to make a change to the text, and you can agree if that's the right thing to do. Or we can note as part of that discussion here what those changes are. We can take it with us, make those updates, and then recirculate the chapter with the changes highlighted. So either way, you will have an opportunity to see the evolution of those chapters.
Okay. And then on the legal side, because we're not voting on anything here, right, not until the very end, so if there is a change that is proposed, I'll say it that way, how do we legally go through that process to make the adjustment?
It was sort of like what we did at the commission level and what you all did at the, I think, with some ordinances recently where there was sort of a laundry list of changes. There has to be at least some sort of consensus that there's at least three people that want to move forward with those changes. You know, so as you said, it's not a formal vote. We're not adopting the plan or that element, but there has to be some level of consensus that, to move forward with the changes.
Okay. I guess I'm not, I'm a little confused, I guess, on Councilman Cole's about a minority majority. I don't understand what that does. I mean, if it's a minority, it's a minority. I mean, the majority is going to rule. Why would we keep revisiting?
No, you don't, I'm not saying you have to revisit it. I would just like to see it written down. Let's just say we think minimum lot size should be, 2 feet or something. And somebody said, you know, a couple of us said no, but three of us said, oh, no, that's the way we're going to do it. In other words, I'd like to see that, or the consultant say, wait, no, that's crazy or something. So in other words, I'd love to hear that if we end up thinking something, going forward, and maybe a consensus of three say this, but there's two that said, you know, wait a minute, that's not a great idea, and maybe the consultant even agreed with the minority or something. In other words, I just would like to see what has been, how we got to that point, and not to forget some of the other ideas. I'm not saying dwell on it a lot. I'm just saying that there was, here was the majority, the consensus felt this. The consultant suggested this, and two of the members also agreed or something, you know, like that. In other words, I'm not asking for a big detailed things. I just would like to have it kind of documented that a consensus didn't mean it was unanimous.
Sure.
You see it in the courts of law where there's a majority opinion and minority opinions, and I think even the legislature does similar things. So in just a synopsis, say the consensus was this, also discussed, you know, this, and you could even say by the council members or by the consultants or by SMART or by Sarge or by whoever. Anyway, just a thought. I just thought it might.
That make, Mr. Robertson, that makes.
Yeah, I mean, so the way I hear what Mr. Cole's saying is I think that that's going to, it's probably going to be limited in circumstances where that comes up. I mean, on probably some of the more, bigger issues. Yeah.
Right, right.
And then that, it seems to me, that's just a matter of the consultant drafting it in such a way that, you know, that the council explored all these options and ultimately found, you know. So I think that's how it gets handled. Okay.
Cool. Mr. Burton, I'm sorry.
The, I think that it's hard to say this. George may be on to something, but the
get carried away.
I know. There's a newspaper. It's terrible.
The
31 years in waiting.
What might be a consensus item, right? Because all the items tie together. What might be a good idea standing alone may not be a good idea when standing collectively, right? Mm-hmm. And so you know, I think that it is kind of good to say, hey, there's this minority idea over there that you could research, right? Because when it ties back into four other elements, mm-hmm. it might become a majority idea. Right,
sure.
Well, because they do all interlink, and what is really good on in one item may really be proven wrong on two other.
When it tries to mesh together,
when it tries to mesh together.
Yeah. But you'd be able to go back, Mike, and see it. It was written down somewhere. Otherwise, it could get forgotten. That's
so. We certainly want all the input we can get before we make a decision. That's for sure.
Right.
At the same time, I hope we all agree we want to keep the process moving so we can reach our goal of April of being done this thing. It's in Dover or whatever. So
Mike, I mean, this is obviously being recorded. We can go back and write. This is all being recorded. And are there going to be minutes? Are there going to be minutes for this meeting?
No.
No. So you'll be able to listen to the audio. The audio will be posted most likely tomorrow or within a day or two. And then the video is actually, and that's posted on the county's website. And then the video is posted usually within a week or so, because we actually have to get it through IT and then to our consultant who is actually running the comp plan website. So you can always go back to the audio and listen to it. And then you can always go back to the comp plan website and watch the video. So everything that's being discussed right now is being documented. So if it doesn't end up in written form, you can always go back and it's like, oh, we talked about, you know, X, Y, and Z on this date, and go back. It's like, okay, why did that not end up in the overall consensus of the plan? So everything is being documented.
Same way it was done for the commission.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
I just don't want to have to go sit and listen to hours of tape to find some minority opinion. So if I could see something in writing, Mr. President.
And well, I think all three of us, meaning the consultant Janelle and I, if there's a point where we're going through something and you have a question, or if there was something that was significantly discussed by the commission, we're going to do our best to point out either something that was in there and why, or wasn't in there and why.
Three months from now, I want to be able to, you know, if I have it in this book, like he says, we start putting stuff in this book, I want to be able to find it.
I.e. minutes? I mean, or some sort of summaries of minutes? I mean,
whatever.
I don't know.
I don't care. Whatever, however it comes up.
They said there was no written minutes for them.
There were no written minutes for the workshops. And again, a lot of, you know, we're all taking kind of notes, and everybody can take their own notes, and that's why you have your binder, is you can mark up with whatever comments. So if I'm going through it and marking it up, going, okay, maybe that's the topic we need to go back to, then you can go back and it's like, okay, well, you know, there was a discussion on this. It's like, why didn't that end up back into it? So there's always that option as well. So we can all, you know, make our own notes for this, which is hopefully what we're all doing right now. And then going forward, you know, again, you know, it might not show up in the plan that way, but we'll have record of why and why not things happened.
Sure. Makes sense. Yeah.
Here's one thing I'd like to say. Here we are, it says our introduction, it says agribusiness is number one, yet agriculture is very important. It's almost like having a cake and going to eat at the same time. How are we going to grow agriculture when we have more people move in and take up more land? How's agriculture going to grow bigger? Can't get bigger that way. In fact, agriculture is probably one of the cheapest things this state's got, because we don't have to build more highways, don't have to have more people comes in, takes up highways, and have to have more sewer systems. So all that, so we're not really going to win that way. I can't see how we're going to win on that. That's on introduction.
Thank you, sir.
I said no. Thank you.
You know, I want to say this, Mr. Lawson. Somehow between now and next Wednesday, I want somebody to find something to do with this screen right here.
I can't see the person. Bus.
I think it's movable.
John, they
either
can't
on
tell
the ground, in the office, someplace away from there. Please?
Yes.
Well, just put it down on the desk there, right?
It's the length of the cord. We'll work with IT to get it addressed.
Yeah. It's like you're behind a wall and I can't see who you are or whatever.
Try and sit over here.
He's the mystery man.
He's the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, that's it.
I guess building off the recent discussion about changes, Mr. Burton made a good point about how one goal, objective, or strategy in one chapter may make sense, but they do tend to overlap in other chapters, and so it might open up an opportunity for that goal, objective, or strategy to be revisited in a different context. There are a lot of elements in the comp plan. However, the core of the comp plan is the future land use plan, and all of those elements will feed into that. And I encourage council to keep that in their minds as they're reviewing each one of these individual chapters. How does that affect future land use, and what does that mean for future land use? That will be important. Does council want to talk through any of the key issues that they had maybe brought up during our discussions over the past couple of weeks? Are there any things that you want to mention right out of the gate that are important to you that we want to make sure we talk about for future meetings?
Anyone? Mr. Burton?
I got a comment. I just think one of the things that I think is important to me is definitions, right? I mean, Rich mentioned this morning smart growth. Well, that might mean something to me that's different than his or different than somebody here. You know, I think there's a lot of them. I think when we say population, we're going to get a population review today from Mr. Radcliffe. And you know, I just think we all have to agree when we're using certain words that they all have the same meaning, so that we can talk about the when we're talking about it, we're talking about the same thing. and so I you know, I think, you know, buffers, for example, right? I mean, there's wetlands, there's fresh water, there's tax ditch buffer. I mean, so what, I mean, I just think when we use certain words, we ought to have certain definitions that are associated with them, so that when we make comments or thoughts, we're all thinking about the same definition of what we're talking about. And I don't know how to get that across, because my definitions may be different than yours. But if there's any way that you could help us with that, and like, I don't think we should use the word buffer at all. I think we should use wetland buffer, right? Or fresh, you know, whatever we're talking about, we gotta define what we're talking about.
Anything else from council?
There is a difference between lowland, wetlands, and bottomland. Bottomland is not the same as wetlands.
Okay. I actually look at the list you hear of heights of buildings, percentages, lots, minimum distances, minimum lot sizes, maximum sizes of heights of signs, et cetera, protection of natural resources. I think that pretty much covers everything I'm concerned about. I think, and I brought up to you, with the one new thing that the P&Z didn't look at was the creation of an ag district, which would start with the ag lands that have been preserved and set aside by the state of Delaware. If people have already given up certain rights, I don't know what you want to call them, but development rights in those areas, right? So they're restricted, and if we can incorporate that, because we don't have a true agricultural district, and our agricultural residential district is probably one of the highest density ag districts in the East Coast. I know in Delaware probably, or anywhere, but I've yet to find one allows any farm in their county to be chopped up into half acre, you know, lots and developed. So I would like to see the possibility and some guidelines maybe, or something to steer us to creating an ag district with the lands that are already set aside in preservation. In any AR lands, we wouldn't downzone anybody. They'd all have their own AR lands, but then maybe we would look to incentives. If you want to do any intensive farming, whether it be chicken houses, you know, where you put poultry houses in close proximity in large numbers, if it may be cattle, hogs, swine, whatever they call it, that only intensive farming operations would be permitted in this ag district, and that would be maybe the incentive for farmers to downzone to the ag district. Anything we could do to secure that into the future, the agricultural base of this county, I think is critically important. And I think under the current AR1 type of zoning, it does nothing, absolutely nothing, to protect and preserve our agricultural base in this county. So that would be the only thing I can think of right now that, and then of course the environmentally sensitive district is a joke.
The application of it, the enforcement.
Oh, it's a joke. It's a joke. There's nothing there. There's just you make a report and that's it, then you just go do whatever you want. Anyway, I'd like to obviously see that tightened up.
Mr. Burton here was talking about.
Mr. Cole, he's got the floor. We're going to try this. We're going to do this. We're going to stay in order here.
I thought he quit.
No, he's not done yet, I don't think.
Taking a breath. No.
He's not done yet.
But those are the two key things, I think, in this county that I hear. Now, mobility and all this other stuff, we got to cooperate, I know, with the state and everything else, and it's, so we can't control that. There's all these other things we can't control, but what we can control, we ought to I think, take seriously this time around. And in the past, I agreed with what he said about all those words of mean nothing. And I think there was a something under the table that you never really heard, but in the conversations were, you know, we'll adopt this plan, but we're not going to implement it. You know, there wasn't a really, I don't think, a commitment there in past councils. And maybe it's a generational thing, and maybe it's an educational thing, and maybe it's just the times are changing. I think this council is more willing to take some bold steps, at least I hope so, in some of these areas. So anyway, I agree, heights of buildings I think are important. The low profile of Sussex County people come here for that reason. Our property values are higher in coastal Sussex County than they are in neighboring, like say Ocean City, Maryland, which provides much higher densities. Higher densities don't equate to higher property values. I think higher property values are in our best interest as a county. Affordable housing is a tough one. I don't think you're going to ever see affordable housing in the coastal area. It just doesn't make sense for anybody who's a developer, or, you know, there's no incentives there to really do that. But maybe in the other parts of the county. So anyway, but heights and densities and all that stuff is, I think, as you've pointed out. Now, Sam.
Hey, yes, sir. Mr. Wilson.
Well, I listened to Mr. Burt here talk while it goes about incentives. Can you describe, can you explain to me what it said, what you mean by incentive?
Well, when we get to those chapters, we will.
Does God have an incentive to have a farmland?
No, when we get to those chapters, we'll discuss it. Yeah, I know, no sense doing it now. I'm just highlighting issues that I think are important.
George, I think what you're trying to say is it's going to force farmers in.
I haven't said a word. We'll discuss it, Sam.
I think that's what the word incentive meant. I think that's what you meant. That's why I asked you to explain to what you mean by incentive.
I'll stop into your office.
All right. I appreciate you would.
That probably goes back to Mr. Burton's concern that we all understand what the definition is.
Yes.
Definition, not incentive.
That's what I'm looking for. He said indefinite.
Anything else from counsel on this?
Definition, but I want a definition from him.
Okay, we're good.
From him.
We're good. You can go ahead and move there. It's good.